Save big money when you shop at Menards. Transform your home in one weekend with exterior wood stain and sealer from Dutch Boy. It provides one coat protection on decks, fences, siding, and outdoor furniture. It repels rain after just 4 hours of application. That means quicker results, saving you both time and money. Our knowledgeable team is ready to help bring your dreams to life, 1 gallon at a time. Stop by your local Menards today. Save big.
You should be a monster. He said, you should be a monster. You should be ruthlessly ambitious and then learn how to control it. Mm. And it's that old expression. It's better to be a warrior in a garden than a gardener in a war.
You should be a monster, an absolute monster, and then you should learn how to control it.
Life isn't fair at all. At all. So what are you going to do about it? I knew that no one was coming back to help me. No one's going to miracle me to be somebody special. So, mentality is the only thing that gets us through life. I was an underdog. We are all underdogs in life. Even the baddest person in the world should think that way. So you should always have I've never arrived mentality. And the can't hurt me mentality is no matter where you come from, the sewer or wherever you think you're from, when I got out of the sewer, I got to the road and looked around and said, can't hurt me. Nothing should be able to hurt you. If you believe that, it starts to become true.
You're a man. You are a man. Stand up and be a man. Make the hard decisions. Make the sacrifices. Make the unpopular decisions. And become comfortable in your own skin. And if you are not a person that you are comfortable being alone with, that is the one person in this universe that you have full power, full right, and full responsibility to change.
This ain't you, bro. This ain't you. You weren't born like this. You're lazy. You know exactly what to do. Exactly what to do. Because even me, in my state of, I can't read and write, I knew exactly what to do. It just sucks doing it. It sucks to do it. Because no matter how much you improve, no matter how much you change who you are, it's not permanent. You'll just wake up and say, oh my God, man, you're David Goggins. You break records. You do this, you do that. People want to know, how are you able to just be so hard? Because I never turned the fucking thing off. Because once it turns off, I go right back to the David Goggins that is. And that's the guy that I'm constantly fighting every day. And it's a choice. And that choice makes you misunderstood. It makes you crazy.
It's time to stay focused. It's time to decide, fuck clubs, fuck partying, fuck trying to fit in and socialize, rub elbows with everybody so people can stop calling you weird. Why are you so antisocial? Because I'm trying to get it. Why are you staying on the basketball court so much? Because I'm trying to get it. Why are you out there practicing in the hot sun when ain't nobody else out there? Because I'm trying to get it. Why are you not clubbing? Like every time I text you and invite you to go do something fun and cool, you always studying? Because I'm trying to get it. Let me tell you something, homie. These women ain't going nowhere. These clubs, these parties, all this shit ain't going nowhere. The more weird you are, is a reflection of how committed you are to focusing on your shit, molding and shaping and developing your ideas and your craft so that when it's time for you to make your rounds, you're gonna fly.
Be the guy who embraces the ugly, the miserable. Be the guy who embraces hard work, the grind. Don't be afraid of being hurt. Don't be afraid of sacrificing some blood.
And I dedicated this fight. I wasn't going to fight. I dedicated this fight to him. I was going to rip his heart out. I'm the best ever. I'm the most brutal and vicious and most ruthless champion there's ever been. There's no one can stop me. Lynx is a conqueror. No, I'm Alexander. He's no Alexander. I'm the best ever. There's never been anybody as ruthless. I'm Sonny Liston. I'm Jack Dempsey. There's no one like me. I'm from Nairclaw. There's no one that can match me. My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable. And I'm just ferocious. I want your heart. I want to eat his children. Praise be to Allah.
There's a moment when every boy realizes no one's coming to save him. And that's when he becomes a man. And some boys never get there and stay children forever.
People only root for people who don't need it. Like, the amount of times when I was on my lonely path, where I was too different from the friends that I had, but not successful enough to be friends with the people that I wanted to be friends with. That's when you want people to root for you. That's when you want people to support you. Once you've already won, people are like, he's amazing, he's so good. But like, that's the time when you need it the least. And so you always have to be the person who roots for you before everyone else does. And it's usually a single clap in the auditorium for a very long period of time. It is a slow clap that's just you rooting for you. And that visual, I think, is one that you can kind of take, because it is... people struggle to do things alone. And the path of the exceptional person is one of an exception, which means that you are not with other people. And rather than fighting that or bemoaning it, see it as an indicator that you're on the right path. Because if everyone else were cheering you on, then it means you're not in the right place, because it means you're just like everyone else, and that's not where you want to be.
When do you become a man? When you get a driver's license? Like, what do we do? You're 16, we give you a driver's license. Okay, well, like, you get a job? Mm-hmm. Like, when do you become a man?
Then this message that it's okay to be a man.
It's not okay. It's necessary. What the hell are we going to do without men? You look around the city here, you see all these buildings go up. These men, they're doing impossible things. They're under the streets, working on the sewers. They're up on the power lines in the storms and the rain. They're keeping this impossible infrastructure functioning. This thing that works in a miraculous manner. They work themselves to death, and often literally. The gratitude for that is sorely lacking, especially among the people who should be most grateful.
Be a dangerous man. Now, being dangerous is not being a threat. They're two different things, all right? And it's not about going out and lifting weights and getting a bunch of tattoos and wearing leather jackets and walking around with your chest and shoulders up, hulking around saying, I'm dangerous. That's very rarely is that a dangerous man. Often the most dangerous man in the room is the quietest man in the room.
Do you fear anybody?
No. No. If you're willing to fight me, we can fight, no problem. Come and try me, anyone.
Hard times create hard men. Hard men create soft times. Soft times create soft men. Soft men create hard times. We are now around soft men and hard times.
I'm a big fan of... power follows the blame finger. So like, wherever you point the blame finger is where the power follows. And so it's like, if you point it at the government, government has the power. If you point it at your spouse and say like, it's their fault that I'm not in shape, it's their fault, they never let me do anything. It's like, well, you're giving them all the power. Hmm. And so it's like, until you're like, it's my fault, it also becomes
what if it's
my
not
responsibility.
Your fault?
What is?
What if it's not your fault?
It doesn't matter. And? Like, I can't run marathons because I lost my leg at birth. And either you can just never try, or you put the metal thing on and you do it anyways.
There's a saying, when the devil ignores you, then you know you're doing something wrong. Wait a minute, I'm not done now. You know, the devil goes, oh no, leave him alone. Hey, he's my favorite.
Right.
Don't
right,
you bother
right,
him.
Yeah.
Conversely, when the devil comes at you, maybe it's because you're trying to do something right.
It's easy to give up.
You know,
Easy. It's the easiest thing in the world to do. I'm done. I ain't going.
Oh, yeah.
I ain't gonna keep going.
Yeah,
I don't feel like going to work. I'm done.
Yeah, man.
It's easy. It's very easy. But what's hard is going, yo, yesterday I got nothing from working as hard as I could. Nothing happened from that. I'm gonna do the same thing again today, but I'm gonna try to go harder. That's the hardest thing in the world. Mm-hmm. To get up every day and give 100% and be in the same position that you were each day, but mentally know that you're trying and trying and trying. Mm-hmm. That's a real grind.
I knew it was there, but you never wanted to embark on it until something fucking hits. You get fired or somebody else gets success, remind you of what you could have been. And then the fucking spark is born. And no matter what happens, I'm never gonna be in this boat again. And you get up and you go, even if it gets knocked down, you just keep going, you're a wild man. And life has never been so sweet. That can happen at an early age, it can happen at a later age. It's gonna happen to somebody no matter what, it's gonna happen to you. And when it does happen to you, thank your lucky stars that finally you're alive. It's time to unwrap the potential you can be. Superior, man. It's within you. It's within every single one of us. And the people that have risen to that level were no different than any one of us. It's just they believed it, and they were willing to work their fucking ass off to get it.
Still waiting for a big smile out of you. You're up 2-0. What's the story? Are you not happy, or you're only half happy? Or
still to be happy about.
You're up 2-0.
Job's not finished. Job finished? I don't think so.
Okay.
A lot of pain in Troy's life is a result of the pain and the damage from his father that he then visits on his son. We have to, as black men, be mindful of that. Sometimes it's unfair, and sometimes we take it out on those we love. And I'm guilty of that frustration that we all have. But we have a responsibility and a duty to be fathers, not to just make babies, but to be real fathers. And you can't expect any good to come to you if you don't visit any good on your son or your daughter. So be a man.
Congratulations. You achieved failure. Failure has been achieved, thank God. Now, the only place to go from failure is to win. You have to achieve failure. You have to take it that far. Nobody wants to go that far. It's too scary. But you know something? I got news for you. That's where winning is. It always has been.
So, what do you tell disagreeable boys? There's nothing that makes you more formidable than verbal competence, than being able to articulate, be able to think, to marshal your arguments, right? It's a battlefield metaphor. Get everything in order. Get all your information straight. To marshal your forces.
Sun don't stop for nobody, man. Sun don't fucking stop. Sun gonna be up in the morning regardless. That sun is gonna be up in the morning regardless of how I fucking feel and how depressed I am. The sun is gonna fucking shine in the morning, and at nighttime the moon gonna be there, and you gonna look up, these days gonna keep going by. So do you let the days go by and look up and you done wasted a year doing what? Or do you just pick it up? All right, well, got to figure it out. Made some mistakes. Life goes on. Let me figure out life from this point. I'm a life goes on type of guy.
I'm obsessed with finding myself now after and not having to prove anything to anybody other than myself and my family, you know, but really myself and realizing that that is enough. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like that, like giving your best is enough. And sometimes we lose track of that, you know, and yeah. So for anybody out there, you know, you're enough, man.
How bad do you want this? If it's as bad as you want to live or breathe or sleep, whatever the hell it may be, I can work with you. But a lot of people, most people don't want it that badly, which is why they always ask the question, man, how did you get to where you are? You know how to do it. You know exactly how to be you or how to be me. You don't want to do it. So I can't make you do it.
I'd say one of the strongest mental frames that has gotten me through my hardest times is thinking this will be the story that I will one day tell. And that means the harder it is, the bigger the dragon, the more epic the story, and by consequence, the more epic the hero.
Like, I want to see what you do when you're tired. Let me see how you push yourself. Come on, man. Get up. Get up again tomorrow. Get up again tomorrow. Get up again tomorrow. The next day, get up, get up, get up, get up, keep going. How long can you maintain a positive attitude?
There's no hacks, bro. It's you against you. You against you. And if you misunderstand that, you have a real problem. You wake up, right to work. Immediately, your mind is in action. No one wants to do that. No one. And I don't blame them. But don't be mad. When you're laying there in your fucking bed and you're in the fucking hospital and you're 70, 80, 90 years old, and you're thinking, man, I feel like I didn't fucking do something. Because you did. You didn't do it. You didn't do shit. You may have lived a great life, man, but you're always going to feel empty inside. I don't feel empty.
The life you want is on the other side of a few hard conversations, and you're living a life you hate because you're too afraid to have them.
I think about that a lot.
I'm going to have setbacks, I know. But if I'm feeling bad, that doesn't mean I'm doing bad. That doesn't mean I am bad. That doesn't mean that I can't still take some action. Because, yeah, nothing changes and nothing changes, man.